Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. So the DUP's Paul Given is this afternoon expected to announce his resignation as First Minister of the Stormont Executive with immediate effect. The move follows an attempt by the DUP Agriculture Minister in the Executive to suspend food and animal checks at Northern Ireland ports as required under the Northern Ireland Brexit Protocol. We'll be talking to the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, about this crisis in just a moment. But first, here's the Northern Ireland Secretary of State Brandon Lewis saying last night that the administration of the protocol checks was a matter for the Stormont Executive.
Obviously, this is a matter for the Northern Ireland Executive. It is something that is within their legal remit. Obviously, we'll be looking at the outworkings of that, exactly what the legal advice is that Edwin has taken. But this is one of the frustrations is this, I have to say, is something we have been saying to the European Union for some time was the kind of thing that we could see happening. It's exactly the sort of thing we have been warning about in terms of the stability of the executive and the decisions the executive ministers will take in order to ensure that products can move from Great Britain to Northern Ireland in a way that they always have done.
The Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis speaking there to ITV's Robert Peston last evening. We're joined now from our Dáil studio by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Now, obviously, a very serious political situation developing just in the last few hours at Stormont. But I do want to ask you first about these developments in relation to the checks, which, as I said, are required under the Northern Ireland Protocol at ports in Northern Ireland. We heard what Brandon Lewis had to say there. You, I think, have been speaking to him and also to the EU's chief negotiator, Maris Šefčovič. First of all, what did you hear from Brandon Lewis? What is the situation as you understand it?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think it's important to say that checks are taking place today. So, you know, yesterday evening, the Minister for Agriculture in the Executive, Edwin Poots, said that he'd be instructing his officials to stop what are called SBS checks, sanitary and phytosanitary checks, on food products and goods coming into Northern Ireland across the Irish Sea. That, of course, is a breach of the Northern Ireland Protocol, we would regard it as a breach of international law as a result of that, because the protocol is part of an international treaty which is international law. So the officials in Northern Ireland have continued to operate the checks today while they seek legal clarity in terms of what they can and can't do. But separately to that, and I made the point last night and I've made it again today in the Dáil, the obligation to fulfil the commitments of the protocol, which is international law, is with the British government primarily. The British government signed up to the withdrawal agreement. The protocol is a big part of that. And of course, the trade and cooperation agreement between the UK and the EU is contingent on the protocol operating as well. Right. So, you know, these are all interlinked, and that's why this is a serious issue. But I don't think we should allow it to distract us away from the positive discussions that are taking place between Liz Truss and Maris Šefčovič, where there is some progress being made.
And I do want to come to those in just a moment, but just in relation to this specific issue, it is not correct then to suggest, as Brandon Lewis has suggested, that this is the question of these checks is a matter for the Northern Ireland Executive.
It certainly isn't. You know, the EU has made it very clear today in their statement that the responsibility of the UK government for the respect of the international obligations, the responsibility is with the UK government in respect of international obligations that it's entered into. In other words, if the UK government signs a treaty with the European Union that becomes international law, it is the UK government that has the obligation to ensure that it complies with those obligations.
And so
that being said, the what we are trying to do here through negotiation is to ensure that the Northern Ireland Protocol can be implemented with flexibility and pragmatism to deal with many of the issues that have been raised by business leaders and in particular the unionist community in Northern Ireland. Okay. And we're working hard to do that. And that's why this is so unhelpful
in the meantime,
middle of those efforts to create such uncertainty for businesses in Northern Ireland by what happened last night.
But in the meantime, the Irish government, do I understand correctly, expects that the UK government will continue to meet its obligations in relation to these checks?
Absolutely correct. Right.
So in relation then to the talks, and particularly with regard to developments at Stormont, what we expect now to be the resignation of Paul Given from the Northern Ireland Executive as First Minister, that would trigger the resignation departure of the Deputy First Minister as well, and effectively the Executive ceasing to operate in terms of making new decisions and perhaps a quicker move maybe towards an election in Northern Ireland. Where does that, if you like, quite febrile atmosphere in Northern Ireland leave the attempts to negotiate a deal on the protocol?
Well, I mean, first of all, despite some of the media commentary on this, I don't want to predict anything in terms of the decisions that the DUP will make this afternoon. I certainly hope that First Minister Paul Given doesn't resign today. But if he does, of course, that triggers a series of events. It means that Michelle O'Neill would also have to resign as Deputy First Minister. We did agree in the New Decade, New Approach Agreement that new legislation would be passed in Westminster, which I understand will get royal assent on Monday, which allows effectively the ministers in the executive to remain in office for up to 18 weeks should they need to in these kind of circumstances. But of course, they would be operating essentially without a functioning executive, without a first and deputy first minister, and therefore no new decisions would be made. And instead, it would be a sort of a caretaker administration, which of course nobody wants.
Yeah, I mean, what the European Union has said was that the negotiations on the protocol will continue until the end of February, because of course there is an election due in Northern Ireland, a Stormont election in May, and they didn't want negotiations continuing during an election campaign.
Yeah.
Now, is that still a timetable that can remain in place given what's happening?
Well, I mean, I think it's very unhelpful that the DUP has decided to essentially act before the timeline that had been clearly outlined by Foreign Secretary Truss and Vice President Sefcovic that they were working towards, which was to have what's called a joint committee meeting, which essentially is where decisions are made between the UK and the EU on how the protocol is managed. The plan was to have a joint committee meeting in and around the sort of 20th to 24th or so of February. The DUP knew that, yet they have decided to take the action that was taken last night, or certainly to announce what they announced last night. It hasn't actually taken effect yet today, but I certainly think that from an EU perspective, the hope was that everybody would give these negotiations time until at least the end of February to try to find accommodation for both sides. And unfortunately, the DUP has decided to preempt that.
Do they still have? Do those talks still have? Decisions. Do those talks then still have time?
Yes, they do. I mean, I think the talks will continue. Even if we end up with a caretaker arrangement with ministers still in office, but without a functioning executive in Northern Ireland for the next few weeks, certainly the intention, and I spoke at length to Mar Sefcovic this morning, the intention of the EU side is to continue to work at a technical level and a political level with the UK government to try to find solutions on things like customs checks, like SBS checks, and so on, to make the protocol more acceptable to everybody. That's what we're trying to do. But unfortunately, we're also in the lead-in to an election in Northern Ireland as well. The DUP will have to account for the decisions that they're making, but certainly all of the other parties in Northern Ireland were more than willing to give this negotiation process time between now and the end of February to come up with some positive results, but it seems the DUP hasn't done that.
Minister, there are some suggestions that this could result in an earlier election in the North. What would that mean?
Well, I haven't heard that. I've read some commentary on that today, but you know, I'll be speaking to Brandon Lewis, the Secretary of State, again today. I suspect I'll be talking to him a number of times today, but certainly I haven't seen any indication as of yet that it's the intention of the Secretary of State to trigger early elections. We do have legislation that will be finalised, as I said, at the start of next week, which has a retrospective element to it that can actually mean that ministers could stay in office for up to another 18 weeks. So there isn't any reason for an early election, and I haven't been given any suggestion that will happen. But of course, it could.
The last time the executive collapsed, when Sinn Féin pulled out, it took 3 years to get it back up and running again. And you were involved with Secretary of State Smith in those negotiations. How concerned would you be that if there's to be a collapse now, if Paul Given goes ahead with withdrawing, that there could be a long, prolonged period of political paralysis.
Yeah, I mean, I remember those years very well, because I actually, you know, we ended up working with three different secretaries of state, actually. Ultimately, with working with Julian Smith, we got a deal in the end. So, you know, people should be under no illusions that if an executive collapses in Northern Ireland, particularly when there are very polarised political views around something like the protocol, it is going to be very difficult to put it back together. I'm very conscious of that. I think the British government should be very conscious of it too, as should political parties in Northern Ireland. You know, Northern Ireland is a much better place when there is a functioning executive, when the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement can function, when people are talking to each other and working together, even if they have very different perspectives on issues. And we need to resolve these issues by talking, not by walking away and undermining a functioning executive.
And just a final question, if I might, and to go back to the what we were talking about earlier in relation to these checks on the protocol, is what's happening at all threatening the trade agreement that the United Kingdom has with the EU?
Well, I mean, I think it's, I mean, and the EU has made this clear that, you know, the withdrawal agreement, which includes the protocol, which is international law, was effectively the foundation for then agreeing a trade and cooperation agreement. So they are in many ways interdependent. And that's why if the protocol collapses or can't be implemented, that does have consequences in terms of the trade and cooperation agreement, which is the last thing we want. Right. So, you know, we need to try to reduce tension here, to actually talk about compromise and dialogue and discussion and negotiation, which is exactly what has been happening between Liz Truss and Mara Sefcovic for the last number of weeks. The issues are difficult, but the timeline is clear. We're trying to make progress this month in February, and that's why the decisions of the DUP both last night and potentially again today are very unhelpful in those efforts, because ultimately this is about trying to provide certainty for people and business in Northern Ireland, which is what they're asking for.
All right. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, thank you for joining us on the programme. Well,